IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So there was a big news yesterday, of course, with regard to the Constitutional Court and Arto Amendment Act has been declared unconstitutional. The implementation of Arto, including the driving license points demerit system, will have to be stopped. I wonder if that's just because we're not going to get driver's license till our machine comes back from Germany, but I guess that is a completely different conversation. Advocate Stephanie Fick, who is the Executive Director of Accountability Division at the Organization on Doing Tax Abuse. Arto, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well, thank you.
Yep. So, I'm not really going to ask you about your French salad dressing because now you can do whatever you like with it according to the FDA. But let's talk about Arto. Let's talk about why this was found to be unconstitutional.
Sure. I think, you know, there's a practical side to Arto that we right from the start thought is just unpractical. It's just not going to work. But from a constitutional point of view, it's this the principle of separation of powers. Our constitution, you know, make it clear that the national sphere and the provincial sphere and the local sphere have sort of got their own powers when it comes to executive and legislative competence. And what we are saying is that ARTU infringes on the province and local government authority. In other words, if you look at ARTU and the way ARTU was designed, is that I'm going to use this example. I'm driving in Joburg, and someone is driving in Cape Town. And now both of us get a ticket. Now we want to make representation. I'm not going to make representations to my local government or the Cape Townian to their local government. You make representations to a national body. And then, you know, when you move on in the process, the appeals tribunal is also a national body. And we are saying that that is unconstitutional, and the court agreed with us. In other words, a local government, a municipality, should be able to decide, you know, certain things. And some of those things, for example, in terms of the constitution, is traffic and parking.
Right. So it's effectively one of the main issues is overreach, really.
Sorry. You have to repeat that. I'm so sorry.
So effectively what this is overreach.
That's
correct. Because it is just, carry on.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. In other words, one should give your municipality and your local government the opportunity to decide what to do with minor offences like parking. Parking is not a national issue. The N1 from you know, it goes through the whole country might be an issue, but not your local road. A municipality should be able to decide, this is just municipal laws. And municipal laws with regards to parking, they should decide what is their problems and so forth, and not be dictated by national.
So interesting. The other thing that was bothering me was if I have bought one of my kids a car, for example, and they're driving it, but it's in my name, and effectively, have some form of infringement. They speed or whatever it would be. The car's registered in my name. So how does that even work with regard to the right people being penalized for the right offenses?
That's a matter of what you can prove or not. Now, in terms of the National Road Traffic Act, the owner of a vehicle is always considered to be the driver of a vehicle. Now, under normal circumstances, even before ARTU, if you could prove that you were not the driver, in other words, if you come with evidence that the car that's in your name is being driven by your daughter or a transport company. You know, a lot of transport companies have a huge amount of vehicles in their name, and they've got different drivers. And it is the responsibility of the owner to make sure that he knows who is driving which car, and that if they want to hold that person to account, that they can. I mean, I don't know what businesses do. It depends on what is more suitable to you. But I think that, you know, there's a trust deficit between, the citizens of South Africa and government. And you need the buy-in of the citizens. You need the buy-in for South Africans for anything to work. Now, ETHOS was one of those things. They did not consider the input from the motorists, and it was a failure. And I think what is starting to happen with ART and so, and the department's ability to administer their own administrative processes, it is becoming a money-making scheme. And secondly, I think we are worried about their ability to do it. Just look at the renewal of licenses that is now on hold
because there's
no machine. And people are still, their solution is that come pay 90 Rand and get a temporary license. People can't get appointments. And basically what I'm saying is you're actually creating an environment where people are forced to be criminals because the majority of people just want to be law-abiding. But if you do not trust that the government is going to do the right thing, it's becoming a problem. And then your legislation, if it's not rational and not fit for purpose and you are unable, to do what you set out to do, you're going to have a crisis.
Yeah. And I guess that's what it is. I think what you're alluding to is so interesting because it even goes beyond the constitutionality, I would imagine, of it. And that is the fact that we simply don't have faith in the government. We don't have faith in the systems that they implement and their ability to actually carry them through or see them through, even if they have the best of intentions.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's really important. I think it really is important. I think if you have the buy-in, if you have the faith, we can make a lot of things work. But if you can't enforce it and you lose, the energy of your citizens to actually, I'm going to say, maybe I should just like this, to assist you in governing, then governing becomes then it becomes autocratic because you tell me what to do. It should be a buy-in. It should be a democracy, not a...
Absolutely. So what does this mean practically to the whole ARTA system? I mean, we've been hearing about this for years. This seems to be this obviously is a very significant turning point, but does this mean it's effectively dead? Or will there still be a way to reshape it and bring it back in a different form?
If I can bring it into a form that there is separation of powers, then I suppose it is savable. But if you look at separation of powers, it's actually the local government and province that needs to decide. Do they want to enact an R2 or not? We had to still go for confirmation to the Constitutional Court, and the Department of the Minister still has an opportunity to oppose that. I think we're confident that the Constitutional Court will agree with us because I think case law and previous cases speaks to this type of issue. Unless there's necessity for national government to sort of assert their powers, that this is not one of these. I think that, in principle, someone often, the demerit points, do we have a problem with that? In principle, to hold criminals to account cannot be wrong. To make sure that our roads are safe, obviously, I don't think, the carnage on our roads, we have to reduce it. But we have to look at systems that is enforceable, that you can administer, and then it's fit for purpose. I mean, I think South Africa is special. I think we deserve a system where you can get the buy-in from motorists and let them want to be law-abiding citizens. But at the end, whether they save R2 or not, people must just understand that this does not mean that there's lawlessness on our roads. The crimes did not go away. ART did not take away the fact that you should not drive reckless in England, you can't park where you want, and so forth, because the regulations and the acts are still there. And it is just, how do we do it? And I think it's time that we spend resources on maybe getting traffic courts up and running again. So that there is there's a service.
In other words, there are different ways to skin the cat.
Yes.
Excuse that expression. And we need to still focus on road safety and making sure that people abide by the law, but there cannot be overreach. That is where we do need to wrap it up. Advocate Stephanie Fick, who's the Executive Director of Accountability and Division at the organization Fine Doing Tax Abuse Outer. Thank you.